Welcome, sports fans, to the first episode of Anyone, your regular Blood Bowl podcast from the northeast of England.
So yeah, hello everyone. This is episode one of Blood Bowl Anyone, trying to cover everything Blood Bowl related. My name's the Cow Daddy, and I'm joined today by our regular hosts, Abby Shippers, Bucky, and Pio.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
Hello everyone.
Okay, so as stated, we're basically going to talk about everything Blood Bowl, but we are going to centralise around the Northeast leagues and things that are happening up here, as we do have a thriving Blood Bowl community in this area. But first of all, we just go around and introduce everybody else. So Shippers, if you want to go first.
Hi, my name's Shippers. I'd say I'm a regular around the Geordie Blood Bowl League, and I have made my own beginner league for numerous friends of mine. Suppose to get a bit more about me in terms of Blood Bowl, my main teams I would say are Norse, Undead, and recently Ogres.
Yes, good lad.
Bucky?
So again, I'm a regular around the Geordie Bowl League. I run a tournament called the Charity Bowl, which is hopefully become a regular around Newcastle. Running the current leagues on PlayStation as well. For me, I'd say my main teams has to be, of course, the Halflings. Gotta love them. And Undead as well, and Lizardmen. I enjoy playing them quite a lot.
Okay, and of course, there'd be many of you who know Pio, so I don't know if we should just skip past him.
No, don't you dare, don't you dare. The public need me.
So go ahead,
right, everyone. Hello, I am Pio. I am wonderfully the commissioner of the Geordie Blood Bowl League, and I have been playing competitive Blood Bowl for 10 years in both league and tournaments. You know, while I do have a love of Ogres, which is well known within the league, I'm a bit of a team whore in the sense I will try anything and anyone and try any, you know, different skill sets. So I do enjoy it, and it basically I take to tournaments what the last team I've painted is, which invariably is a blitzing of splash of colours and wonderful ideas of different miniatures and sculpting. So yeah, I absolutely adore Blood Bowl, and I think it's a great game for bringing people together, getting drunk and
trying to break hugging records.
Oh yeah, well, I'm trying to break hugging records. Yeah, but although to be fair, because this is a reference to last year at UKTC, where I tried to break the world record for the amount of people hugged. And to be fair, Blood Bowlers on the whole are wonderful people. They're not the most athletically built, and it felt like I was basically rugby tackling 80 odd people in a row.
Yeah.
And I did it twice to try and break the record. I think my chest was sore for about 3 days afterwards.
We did it in two lines, didn't we? And yet you were doing from side to side.
When we get past COVID and we can start hugging again, which I really am missing, I'm going to start. I reckon I'll do it again, but in three lines. And this time, it is going to be
another line.
And I might have some extra padding. I don't know.
Fair enough. Me, I'm the Cow Daddy. Basically, I stream Blood Bowl and I've got a YouTube page or channel, which is Cow Daddy Gaming. I tend to make sort of leather items for games as well.
Don't underplay it. Those leather things you do are absolutely stunning. My favourite things, and my dice tray is amazing. Right? If you ever get a chance to get one of his products, you have to do it. They are beautifully made.
Yeah, hashtag not sponsored. that's us. All right. So, first thing we're normally going to look at in the podcast when it comes to our schedule would be sort of any news that's come up. I know there hasn't really been much this month. There's been a few things come out. I know, Bucky, you've got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, so a couple of, we're recording this on, what is it now, the 30th of January. I think on the 20th or 29th, the Sage kindly shared some news that Cyanide had shared on his channel about the upcoming Blood Bowl 3 game, which I'm sure a lot of us are all looking forward to and getting ready for that one.
I just can't wait to play the new rules.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Killing me. Yeah. Killing me. I've got all these ideas, but I cannot play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what they actually said was that they were taking the time with the game. They had no set deadlines and were just taking their time. And also that, you know, the rumours that we'd have cross-platform, they'd said that they were just hoping that the likes of a Nintendo.
There was a goal, wasn't it? It's a goal. It's gonna play nice and... it was a goal, but it wasn't something that they knew was going to happen yet, so and they couldn't confirm
it. It's not a sure thing. They're just on the hope that, you know, they'd be willing enough to accept that it would be crossplay. So what I thought about it was, you know, that it was a positive that, you know, although we might want to play it now and everything, and we might have to wait a little bit longer to get the game, was that, you know, just knowing that they're taking the time with it and making sure they get it right. And that, for me, could only be like a positive sign for it coming out.
Yeah, a major positive sign that they're communicating this, like, you know, openly as well. So it's good that they're communicating with us who are, you know, desperately waiting for Blood Bowl 3 and trying to get hands on the new rules. It's good that they're communicating with it. I will sort of chime in with some knowledge here. I know PlayStation hasn't really played Bowl previously with cross-platform ideas.
No. They're normally the ones that don't, because they say they don't need it to sell games.
Yeah.
Which is fair. No. They might not, but at the same time, it's kind of, especially when you've got cross-platform now that goes over to Nintendo Switch and things like that, if you're able to then go onto your Switch and have the same... I'm not too bothered about Blood Bowl 3 being cross-platform, as in playing between consoles, but the idea that I can have one account and have it across multiple consoles would be good. The idea that I can lie in bed with a Switch and play a few games of Blood Bowl, you know, I'd accept that. I would really like it so that everybody can play against everybody on no matter what they're playing on. That's brilliant, but... at the same time, if they can't get it, the idea of having one sort of centralized count that everything plays into would still be good.
Yeah.
We've just got to hope, haven't we?
That they
do. Because, like I say, it's good that they're taking their time to make sure there's no glitches or anything else. But I feel, personally, as I'm much for the tabletop version, because I can't get that, I'm having to have my fix online. And because I've got this rule book, which I really want to try out these new skills. There's some really good skills that have come out. And the whole passing thing's completely changed. And stunty teams have become redonkously competitive. So I just want to get a feel for it. And I can't do that at the moment in the league.
And, you know, another part of all this is, you know, that they've, like Shippa said, really been, you know, staying in touch with us about what, you know, is going on. And I think that kind of embraces what Blood Bowl is. It's like a community game, you know, but we're all one big community. And I think they're really embracing that. And as Pio said as well, I'm sure everyone listening is, you know, much looking forward to tabletop for that reason.
Oh God,
yeah.
I can't wait to sit there with a pint in front of me, having a laugh. Yeah, with people sat on a table. Maybe not a freshly painted team, but having people on there.
You've been painting. I've seen your crops.
I have been painting, but it takes me like 2 weeks to paint one model. It's like I have a little bit of OCD when it comes to it. And the thing is, I'm not the best painter anyway, so I can't really justify the fact that it takes so long. But I'll be sitting there looking at it going, right, that little bit's just slightly off colour. I need to do that. I'm just an anal, I think, and it takes me so long to paint. That's the problem. It's not so much I enjoy the painting, it just takes me long to do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. But the one thing I found with COVID is it has given me time to blitz my painting. I'm now up to 35 miniatures for the year so far.
For the year, as in 2021?
Yeah.
2021.
2021, yeah. I'm trying to do a miniature a day. That's my challenge.
Are you kidding me?
At the end of the year, I would hope at least 365 miniatures. So,
I mean, only recently I've been doing about one miniature a day. However, I've been painting a Snotland team, so one miniature takes about 5 minutes. So I don't think that counts for as much.
It still counts. Just like, it's a bit like Lord of the Rings when he takes down the elephant. You know, even if it's big, it only counts as one. If it's small, it still counts.
Oh, yeah.
So, you might be playing a Snotland team, but my God, you know. You've got a lot of them to paint. That's the thing, haven't you? Because you can't just paint the same thing. You have to paint at least 20 just to try and make sure you've got them.
Well, I've got...
I understand how that feels, painting a lot of small miniatures. Because not this year, unfortunately, but last year I painted roughly around 150 orc models for my 40k army. That includes Gretchen. So I know how fiddly it is to paint these little small models and trying to get all the details in and having to repeat that across, let's say, 29 of them.
That's why you want contrast paint. That's what you want there.
No, right. Don't get me started on this. Don't get me started.
Is that for another time?
No, it's for another time. But for me, this is why I love Blood Bowl, because I love painting, but I get bored. Like you just talked about there, doing for like 40k thing of like and hundreds of like Gretchens to paint and everything else. I get bored of the same colour scheme. So having a maximum of 16 players and then moving on to the next one is fantastic. And I think news-wise, the new box set have got some lovely miniatures in.
Oh, God,
Anyone who's bought them, you know, it's lovely to see everyone going and been doing slightly different things with them as well. So even though they are the same miniatures and that everyone's got, they're going to be slightly different. And that's what I love about it, in the sense that you can create a whole different team by painting.
So, yeah. I must admit, I almost got the... I didn't get the box set, but I almost bought it simply because of the miniatures. The thing is, the reason I said no in the end and I just got the rule book was quite simple. I'm not going to play Nobles. I never liked Bretts. I'm not going to play them. And Black Orcs, I'm a Lizards fan. So to me, Black Orcs are just a poor lizard.
I think they're going to be superior lizards because... Although you haven't got the pace,
you got the one turn touchdown.
That brawler skill you start with is going to save rerolls and save your bacon.
That brawler skill's amazing.
Yeah, I get that, but at the same time, I just don't. They're orcs. I don't like orcs.
They've ruined orcs, I think, in the new rule set.
Yeah, animosity, I think, is just. I don't know why they've added that. Like, I mean, for a fluff reason. It's quite, you know, you can kind of understand if you're taking the background of what an orc is, you know, he's just out for blood pretty much.
But
I think for a Blood Bowl team, I just can't, you know, certainly not as competitive as what used to be. It's going to, you know, it's not a skill that you see often, or, you know, you see, okay, it's just a 2+, but how many times is that going to cost people over time?
It's going to cost a lot because think about it. Your general tactic with an orc team is to grind your way up. So you get you pick up the ball with the thrower, fine, and you surround him and you walk forward. The general tactic isn't going to change, but that moment where it's turn 8, you can't reach the end zone with your thrower, and you've got to pass it or hand it off to a blitzer to get the touchdown in. And then he decides, no, I'm not passing. It just...
Yeah, but what you're forgetting is you've saved 10 rerolls for that exact point.
You just keep rerolling.
Especially the animosity, can't you re-roll?
You can only re-roll it once. How many times have you all rolled?
But isn't there you re-roll? Oh no, because I'm thinking of a loner, aren't I? Sorry, carry on. Because you can like re-roll for something. If you don't get it, you can re-roll. You can roll the loner, but then you can use a re-roll on the loner to then use the re-roll on the thing. Or is it? What am I thinking?
I know what you mean, but essentially, if I failed the animosity, I could re-roll it.
Yeah,
that's fine. But if I fail that, I'm buggered. I can't.
Yeah, but that's 2-1s. I mean, if you're rolling 2-1s, you deserve to die.
I'm to come here. How many times do you fail 2 GFIs in a row?
Yeah, I play Skaven, so every single time.
So there you go.
We're talking about Blood Bowl here.
Yeah, I mean it's like that Terry Pratchett book, isn't it? Guards, guards, where they're there and they're trying to kill a dragon that's flying over top, and they're like saying, "Well, how easy is it with this bow and arrow?" He says, "Well, it's about 1,000 to 1." He says, "You'll never get 1,000 to 1. We need to make it harder. Why harder? Well, 1,000,000 to 1 always comes off. In everything you've ever seen, if it's 1,000,000 to 1 shot, it always happens. So you need to make it harder." It's like, all right, well, that's a go for it, that is. It's a go for it into a touchdown zone is 1,000,000 to 1 shot. It's always, always going to be that one you roll every time. It's sad to know that I'm scared of doing a go for it into a touchdown area, even with short feet on a gutter runner.
For those people who have, you know, just bought the game and haven't got a clue what go for it means rush. They changed it from
Haven't they?
So just for anyone who's listening who hasn't got a clue what we're talking about when we're saying go for it, then it just means rush, and it means that you should go an extra square or two, which invariably in Blood Bowl means you're going to fall over and break your teeth.
This is the best part about it.
You're going to roll double ones, you're then going to proceed to roll 3 6s in a row and kill your player.
That's happened to me. Experience school in my first ever tabletop league. Tears, only tears.
I had a brilliant one with Sean, Caffey Kid. He took Skitter Stab, or whatever his name is, Skitter, the
thing.
And on the first turn, he ran up and stabbed my Troll Slayer in the eye and killed him, which was fantastic. And then, what is it? My death roller had hit into someone and gone forward, and I couldn't bring it back. And I think it must have been turn three, he managed to foul it with a goblin. He had an underworld team, and he fouled it with a goblin and killed my death roller as well. So that was a good game, that. It went well. Yeah. But yes, can happen, it will happen. It's bound to happen.
It'll happen. Have we gone completely off topic? Because wasn't this supposed to be about news and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, we're talking about news. I mean... Just news of
how much bitterness we have about failed dice rolls.
Yeah, news for beginners, never GFI into the end zone. Yeah. Lessons were learned.
Should be a PO corner thing, shouldn't it? All right, well, so as stated at the beginning, we do have a sort of penchant for the northeast of England and the leagues being run in that area. So part of our monthly podcast, we'll be giving a breakdown of all of the leagues that are happening. At the moment, obviously, we can't do the tabletop league, so PO's unfortunately not really got much to say.
I'm basically redundant. That's the fundamental thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully you'll be able to give us an update about what's going to happen when we can go back. I know you haven't made any... You said you haven't made any decisions
yet. No, I've got some ideas. So we'll talk about that.
Because obviously we're halfway through a season at the moment, technically. Is it 23? Or is it 22? We're in, anyway.
Although it was on the old rule. So we'll come to that. We'll talk about PO's corner.
The first league we'll have a look at was quite an exciting one for the day. The online Jolly Blood Bowl League, OGBBL, on PC. This is through Cyanide's Blood Bowl 2. So we've just got to the end of Season 4 and we're about to head into the playoffs. So this morning we actually had two matches which dictated the actual places or people playing into the playoffs. Some really good games were played. So now we have the final four. So coming in first was Stick. Is Stick's naff name Stick with Pill on the End?
Yeah. I don't really want to be shouting Stick with Pill on the End.
Yeah. So we've got Stick. He came in first with his absolutely amazing dwarfs, which there's no reason to hate whatsoever, even though it maimed literally three of the teams in the top four. We then have Hardcore Stig with his Norse. I managed to make third place, and we also had Shippers making in fourth there, which he's not very happy about because it means he now has to face Stig and his wonderful dwarfs, which everybody loves to play.
So earlier today, I played against Stig. We drew because I am... In the first half, I was able to basically surround his sort of cage with the ball in it and just launch a fireball into it, injuring his runner, and then stunning three more players surrounding the cage, and then running away with the ball. So I thought, okay, this is going well. And then the rest of the game, I got the snot kicked out of me.
Literally. It was quite bad to watch. So he maimed that team. Just before the playoffs, I might add, I played Stick last round. And he managed to kill my Rat Ogre and also, injure like three or four more of my players and basically just decimate my team. So that when I come to the actual playoffs, I've got my team's only 11 players, whereas it was so good beforehand. I mean, it was a break tackle juggernaut Rat Ogre and he killed him. I cried. But yes, so Shippers has to go up against Stick, which we're all looking forward to. Both of these matches will actually be live and streamed. Look out for updates on the page because we're going to have a Facebook page. So we'll put some updates on the page whenever we've got any other games going. But that's where we're at the moment with the OGBBL. Playoffs are happening between the 1st and 8th of February, and the new season will be looking to start on the 15th. So that's season 5, so anyone who wants to join up, it's 1000 TV, brand new teams, not mixed teams, normal teams. And yes, it just gives us a shout. Also, bit of news from the league, starting on the 15th, the first time is the Eternal League. Basically, what we've settled on now with the online league is that each season we play everybody else once, and then there's a top four playoff. It works well, and it's a lot of fun. But I know people want to continue with some of the teams they've built, so we've now created an Eternal League. So any teams that you do have can just simply continue. You can move from the online league into the Eternal League and just carry them playing on forever and a day. So if you have a team that you love, you can work it into there. So that'll be starting on the 15th as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
By everyone else.
Well, yeah, if they die, you've obviously got to... Because the entry requirements are that they must have done at least one season in the online league, but not played any or got an SPP from anywhere else. So every single season of the league, you end up with another team you can take into the Eternal League if you want. Hopefully we should have some 3,000 TV teams in there at some point. That'd be good to see.
God, that'd be like, I can just see it now. They're just going to be killer teams in there. So this new fresh thing, oh, I did well in the last league. I'm a walk in now. I'm Wood Elves. Oh, crap. I'm going to get to the killer Chaos team. Yay.
That's my exact situation.
The only way they're going to last in the Eternal Cup is if they join the Undead.
That's not true. I mean, you just drafted in Morgue every single game, aren't you?
Fair enough. But yeah, we've also got a PlayStation 4 league, which is run by a bookie here, which is going all right. We had a crazy season last one where we had this really weird rule set that you couldn't replace players and you couldn't hire stars. So essentially, it was brutal, and there were 1 minute turns.
No rerolls. So we used the Blitz Pit rules, which some people listening may be familiar with Blitz Pit, because it was run on PC as like an open tournament. So we used the rule set from that. Pretty crazy.
1 minute turns is ridiculous enough as it is.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Yeah,
but the 1 minute no rerolls.
But what we've done now is we are doing 1 minute turns again, because it's a lot easier and quicker to get a game in. One plus it focuses the mind, and to be fair,
and it gets you used to block around the clock.
Yeah, block around the clock. And Don Vito, when you play against Don Vito, you know, when he can decimate your team in 30 seconds, that you kind of get used to doing it. A minute feels like an eternity. So we're doing that. But what one thing I love about our league is we do random teams. We spin this little thing, and you get whatever team you got. So I've got Nurgle this time round, which I've never really used before. So it's quite a good experience to have a go at them. And my God, I tell you what, Foul Appearance was amazing. It saved my bacon a couple of times against Martin.
Yeah, like last season, I had Bretonian, didn't I?
Yeah,
I used them once or twice. I managed to win with them, which I was pretty surprised about. But I think for the rules, they seem to work. They just clicked for whatever reason.
That's
on PlayStation 4, yeah.
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 Just thinking about the 1 minute turns on PlayStation 4 as well. You've got to move around with the joypad, don't you?
You've
got to be quick. You've got to know with him. But the thing is, for anyone who does want to do 1 minute turns, there are little tricks you can do. You know, when you've got the 15 seconds to make a decision about whether you want to push him back or follow up or not, then use that to quickly scan the pitch and work out where you're going next, because that buys you a bit of time.
I sort of know the first couple of moves that I'm going to do, and then from there it's like, see, use the time of like those couple of extra seconds, hit a video of him knocking the player down and whatnot to work out what you're going to do next.
So what was the final result of that season?
I took the league win with I was on 13 points, and in second was Hardcore Stig, who was also on 13 points. However, I had beaten him earlier in the season, which meant the head-to-head tiebreaker went to me. It was extremely close at the end.
Nice.
And then we had Hammy in third, who was playing, I believe it was Orcs.
Yeah, that was a really good setup for Orcs, that one.
Yeah, yeah. And Pio, yourself, you were...
I had a brief shiny moment being top of the league for a while, but then being pro elves and having my players die in quick succession.
And you played me first game.
Oh,
that was my only loss, and I got ripped apart by you. I'll be honest, I really did.
I'm not gonna lie, Bucky, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was about like 3-0 in the first half.
It was 2-0 in the first half. I kind of waltzed it in for a third.
Yeah.
At the end of it, but yeah, I had a good game, and it's like everything. You can have a good game, and then when I played Hammy, I had two players left on the pitch, and still nearly drew because it's elves. But hey ho. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the PS4 league. Is there a new season started?
Yes, we're currently in a new season. Like I said, I'm using Nurgle in this one. What have you got, Bucky?
What are the current?
I have Norse. This time around, we're using the rule set from UKTC. It was about that time of year where we figured to use those ones, but it ended up being a vote to keep 1 minute turns going. So we're playing those rules with 1 minute turns again. It's not much better, I'll be honest. Apart from you get your players back and you've got some rerolls.
So who have we got at the top at the moment?
We're rolling. We're only in the second round, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got Pio at the top, and then we have
Anthony.
It would be me because of head-to-heads. I've only played one game. We have an odd number of people, so we have like a bye week each week. So mine was the first week, so I've only played my first match.
Right.
Because of a couple of other results haven't come through for the second round, puts me at second. However, I don't think I'll stay there for the end of the week. And then it's
I'm not top. I think I'm
you are gonna... yeah you are for now because of I don't I think
well no because I lost my gate first game against Jimmy I'm just envisaging what it's going to be like at the end of the season.
So
right, that's the PlayStation 4 league. So what about Fumble, because you do the Fumble one as well, don't you?
I think I'm the only one out of us in the Fumble one. There's quite a couple of us in there. We sort of died down a bit on that one. We've only got two games left in the league. I've won that league. We are doing playoffs. I've won the regular season.
Oh, nice.
So we're just waiting to go through into playoffs. We do a two-season limit for each team. But each season, you can choose whether or not you'd like to keep that team or start with a rookie.
Yeah.
I brought back my team from season one, which was Necro, and they've just been awesome, this league, really. Yeah, I've got a Strength Wolf. I've got an Edge Wolf. Wolf has Mighty Blow. They got pretty insane, like in this season. So they've just clicked.
Yeah,
that sounds like a fun place to be.
Yeah, they're sitting at.
It's not.
They're sitting at 1690 team value now. So
1690, not a Necro. Oh my god, that'd be insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the football. So I think the last league we've got is the Beginners League. Shippers.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna say recently, but I say a couple of months ago, myself and Coward 84 would be a good idea to make a Beginner League for a couple of friends who've gained an interest in Blood Bowl thanks to the new season, or should I say new rule set coming out. So we have the name of it is called the NEBBBL, so the Northeast Beginners Blood Bowl League. It's a mouthful. We are on to round six. I believe the last match to play is the Cow Daddy with his halflings versus some dwarves.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Enjoy.
Well, they were all. Whoever
the dwarf player is, you're going to eat him alive.
So the idea was, obviously, it's a beginner's league. These guys haven't played before. They tend to get caught out by certain things like rules and stuff like that, which is fine. I mean, I wouldn't say I get caught out by like things like strip ball and tackle and things like that when I don't pay attention. Do you know what I mean? Especially on tabletop. So it's kind of, they're getting used to the rules. So we decided to play it quite fun. So I went halflings. I've got a leap halfling named after one of the other people in the league, because, you do that. And it's just basically having a bit of fun, them learning, them playing. And they've built up some pretty good teams, and they've got some... Of course, Shippers has gone full on, I'm killing you all. He went ogres and is destroying everybody gets to with a slight giggle under his breath.
That's because ogres are awesome.
Exactly.
with playing halflings, for beginners, I honestly think they're a good team to learn against, because they can catch you out just as quickly as what you can them. as well. So I think that you can learn quite a lot by playing them.
Because all I do is I throw my halflings at them.
We're talking about the glory of ogres there, Morgan. Stop trying to jump in.
No. I'm going to rein you both back now. Ogres are wearing Shippers, can you carry on with the standings of the league, please?
I will. Sorry. But I will mention one good thing about ogres, just to satisfy Peter here. So in one of my matches against another beginner, a beginner from the beginner league, he's playing undead with a great name, Zombody to Love.
That is a good name.
He decided to make a wall against me in defense, and I taught him the real value of how good it is when you throw a Noblar with a ball over it. So I just chucked the Noblar over it, and he just sprinted away, which is a fantastic lesson about for a teammate, I really think. But to go for the leaderboard anyway, so in first, a joint first place, shall I say, is myself of Ogres, the Snotling Space Program, going four wins, two draws. And in joint first places with the Bretonian team, who is a beginner, he's the winning guy, going also 4 wins, 2 draws. Third place, we've got Chaos of Cowpocalypse Now. Mm-hmm. It's DJ Critch.
I did point out to DJ Critch as well that he missed the trick with that one. He should have called him Apocalypse Cow.
he should have. But DJ Critch, he's a new one in the online Geordie Bowl League, who will most likely join the tabletop as well. In fourth place, we have Amazons, Riggs Crushers, played by my friend Triple Ash. She's doing pretty good. And we've got the Undead team, which I mentioned, Somebody to Love. And we've got Lizardmen, Clever Girls FC, played by L. Lang 88. We've got Dwarves, who Dave Cowdaddy would be playing against. The World Edge Lords, played by Mr. Satan. Then we have in eighth place, the Halfling team, Pulp Flinction, played by our resident Cowdaddy. Then we've got ninth place, there's also another Lizardmen team, Sarah Jurassic Parker.
I tell you what, these names are ace.
This is why I'm reading the names out, because they're great. And then finally, we have the High Elves, Alfarion's Grim Wardens, played by Javarik. He entered the league later on. It wasn't AI team before him, so he sort of inherited the by round losses, unfortunately. However, I believe he's went for quite a hard team to start off with, being High Elves. And unfortunately, in his last match, he played against me, my ogres, and I may have squished a catcher with my piling ogre.
Oh, pylon! Get him!
Yes, but at the same time, he managed a draw, didn't he, not?
He did. So he played quite well defensively. So just to sort of clarify on why myself and the cow daddy are on this, we are sort of the experts in the league. So when it begins the questions, well, okay, me then, you know.
It's better, yeah.
So, when it begins with questions, or during a match or outside of it, we'll be answering questions. And in some way, this is sort of cultivating them for the Geordie Blood Bowl League.
Yeah, we're grooming them.
It's like sort of a recruitment league.
this is what I like to hear, boys.
So we've already got DJ Critch in there, who's also in the online Geordie Bowl League. And we've also got... another beginner who's interested, Triple Ash, she is interested in joining the online Geordie Bowl League, which is fantastic. And with me and the Cow Daddy being more experienced players, we're playing Stunty team, so I'm playing ogres, as mentioned, and Cow Daddy's playing halflings. And my ogre team, I would like to give a special mention to my plus strength Noblar called Buzz Snobby, and my leap Noblar.
You got a leap Noblar?
Yes. Oh.
You've taken all of the fun out of my leap halfling, haven't you?
Yes. Although my first level up was the leap halfling, Noblar. So I did it first.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But I'm pretty proud of my plus strength Noblar. He's been actually pretty excellent, honestly, getting in there and only needing 2 assists to take down a strength 3 piece instead of 3 assists.
Oh, awesome. I tell you what, that's amazing.
So that's the 4 current running leagues. Now, if we want to go to PO and maybe get an update on the tabletop and how that's looking.
Well, although the online leagues are always fun, once you go tabletop, you never stop. Tabletop is where it's at. And once this is all over, we're going to be back to it, rolling dice, going to tournaments, drinking beer, having fun and everything else. Now, the league was cut short, which really annoyed me because I was doing quite well with my lizards on that one because of COVID last year. And since then, obviously, we've had, you know, the new rules come out. So there's been a bit of a thought process in my head going on. Do we continue and finish off season 23? Or do we start again with, you know, the new rule set? Now, I'm leaning towards starting afresh with the new rule set, with all the new teams. Now, the good thing is with the Geordie team is that we have an online league site, which we run and update and keep the league on. Now, that's going to take some significant updates to get it all working properly with the new rule sets, new teams, new skills, this whole passing thing that's come into it with the whole additional passing stat. Yeah, so it's going to be, but my intention is that when we can actually get around, which to be fair, isn't going to be for a while yet. So we've got time sorted, but when we get to the tabletop, I want all the new people who are starting playing on these online stuff to come and experience the joy that is tabletop, because nothing ever beats the sound of dice actually rolling and watching your opponent's face as you fail that go for it or rush, and watching them go from what looked like a depressing state to a state of elation as your knuffle favour completely turns. So yeah, there's something magical about it. And I think what I really like is we've got a good bunch of mates, really, with the GBVL. I mean, I've been doing it for 10 years and I've met some really nice people. And I'm close mates. And there's a whole range of hobbies and stuff that go beyond Blood Bowl, which we all share in and stuff. And it's cracking. And yeah, so that's where we're going to be. Plus, I will be able to release the dice that I've been holding hostage for over a year.
Give me my fucking dice, man.
We'll do. But when I see you.
You still haven't released that, the photo of what they actually look like either.
Oh, did you not get it? Oh.
I haven't seen it either.
What a shame. Does this lead into a nice segue into my PO's corner now?
Okay, right. So that's all the leagues and where they're up to at the moment. Now, normally, obviously this is our first ever episode of the podcast.
Yeah, normally.
Normally this is our first episode. This is the point of the podcast that we like to take you all away for a second, move off, and go to our resident agony aunt. We go over to PO into PO's corner, where you can ask him any question that you'd like, and each month we'll be looking to get a few questions from the community that we can ask PO and we can get PO's answers on. Now, with this being the first episode, we did decide that we wanted PO to have his very own theme music. Now, we couldn't find anything that was right and good, so we thought we'd put it out there to you guys, to the community. So we'll be holding a competition. Now,
yeah.
Hey, competition time. Okay, you need to come up with the PO's Corner, our resident agony aunt's theme music to play in and play out. So it could just be you singing a little ditty into your phone. It could be getting some music together, coming up with a limerick, whatever. As long as we'll be all voting on which is best, and the winner will get themselves a nice Blood Bowl anyone dice cup, courtesy of Cow Daddy Gaming. Plug, promote, shill, as their prize. So there is a prize, dice cup, for the winner. So what we'll do is we'll get you to just send the details through either Messenger or via email to us. All the details will be on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So just when you've done it, send it through. The best one before the next episode. Record, what, the last weekend of every month?
Yeah, probably something like that. But look, for any questions, whether it be team selection, whether it be which skill is the best, or whatever it is, even if it is, which halfling do I eat first? but I just feel that it's open to anything, because I love painting as well, and I love converting models, because one thing I'm quite keen on is having unique individual teams, because the miniatures are fantastic, but I don't like playing against something that looks like mine. So I will change it, and I will do. I mean, for my Lisbon team, for example, is a Gene Stealer team with Abhorrents, whatever they're called, and familiars and stuff like that. So yeah, I use everything. So whatever you want to discuss, just give us a question, put it on the Facebook thing, and we will pick a number of them to discuss.
I've got a first question for you then, PO.
Oh, go on then, go on.
Is Lego a valid team?
Ah, yes, you're referring to be fair, to me, I find it hilarious. And if you're happy using Lego, that is your choice. And it's because it's the game. The gameplay doesn't change with Lego pieces. If you have someone who's an amazing painter and who wins Golden Demon standard type competitions, you're still playing the same game against someone who's just managed to undercoat them and slap a bit of contrast paint on. So for me, it doesn't really, me personally, I know there are some people who get really uppity about it all, but yeah, you spend the first part of the tabletop looking at each other and going, oh, I like your miniatures, yeah, I like that, and all that general politeness and, you know, community aspect to all. But when you're actually in the game, it doesn't really matter what they look like, as long as you make the positions clear about what they are so people can understand what they're playing up against. Because there's no point having just all Lego spacemen.
Well, saying, I was going to say, I love the take on the Lego Chaos team. That was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, amazing. But if it's for anyone who wants to, there's one of our mates, Simon, who just came up with the idea of buying Lego. But the problem is, it's no cheaper. So if anyone's thinking, oh, yeah, great, it's a great way to save money. Lego's massively expensive. I think he spent about 45 quid on his Chaos. I personally spent... Yeah.
It was fantastic, 10. Though. It was so good.
So it was amazing, and it's good fun. And I've got, and that's the whole fun. We've got to remember this is a game, and whether you use the most expensive miniatures or the cheapest ones, it doesn't really matter, as long as you can clearly understand what the positions are going forward, and you can have fun.
Yeah, yeah. A game for the people.
Yes. Come on. Viva the revolution.
Anybody else got a question for Peter?
Go on, Morgan. Come on, there's got to be something in your beautiful blue eyes that you want to say to me.
So, okay, here's a fun one. Mm. Over lockdown, you know, you've been quite active with your hobbying and painting.
Yep.
What has been your favourite project?
I'm quite liking my new Black Orc team because I've got the old Goblin team, put Gretchen heads on them to make them look a bit harder. And my favourite one's the one that's smoking a cigar. He looks rotten. Right. And I've used the big orc brutes things from Age of Sigmar as the Black Orcs. So they are proper big and chunky and they look like it. And I've got like a massive troll and stuff. So from a Blood Bowl aspect, there's that. As an actual other side project, because obviously lockdown has made me crazy and eBay is my best friend / worst enemy. But one of my friends was selling his old Space Crusade stuff and I've bought it and it's a full game and stuff. So it's taken me right back to when I was a kid and I'm like fully nostalgic. But my big project is to update all the miniatures with modern ones. So I've been, for the first time in my life, painting Space Marines, Chaos Space Marines, Orcs, Gretchens, and I've got awesome Terminator. Not terminally, Dreadnought thing. And yeah, so that's the project I'm doing at the moment. Plus, to keep myself in that, I've just painted up a Zote, which I need to...
Yeah, I'm very disappointed about you getting that Zote.
Well, Shy Boy's getting out, darling.
Yeah, I messaged him just after. And he said he'd already promised it to you. I was like, damn you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what then. I will send you the picture of how gorgeous it looks. And you can borrow it when I'm not using it, if you like.
All right. So what I did, because I wanted it for the star player for my lizard team, because obviously I've got the Grebo lizards. Love those models. But yeah,
they are fantastic.
And it was the Grebo Zote that he got through, wasn't it? I've been fancying it, and I thought, oh well, he's got an extra one. I'll message to see if he wants to sell. And he was like, well, and I was like, oh, damn you, Pio.
Listen, if speed is key. You should know that.
What, the drug?
Love you, Dave. Love you.
So anyway, yes. Shively, do we have a question for Pio?
I've got a question, Pio.
Here you go.
So I was just thinking about it right now. Which starter player has the best model, do you think, in terms of Games Workshop life?
Ooh. Oh, right. That's a good one. Do you know, there are some good miniatures. I actually think the best miniature for the star players is, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but the female elf thrower, Summer Bloom or something like that. I can't remember her name.
Willow.
Yeah, that sounds
good. Oh, yeah.
Not Willow. I think I know which one you mean. It's one with blonde hair floating around.
Blonde hair. Yeah. So that's
something Summer Bloom, isn't it?
Yeah. That, yeah. She's an exquisite model. And I think she's stuck quite close to the artwork as well, which I think is important. And I think the new miniatures they're bringing out at the moment, like the new Necromantic team, although I'm not a huge fan thematically of the whites, the flesh golems and everything else are wonderfully, beautifully detailed miniatures, are right with the theme. So yeah, I think from a star player point of view, that one, and from a team that they've been released, there's the undead were really good, I think, they were on point for me as to the theme and everything else. But the elves are my favorite. Although saying that, I have converted the elves
Which elves?
So,
sorry.
So your answer's not the ogre, the Ford World ogre booster.
No,
two lovely women.
They're two. I have got those women. They are beautiful. But they're not star players, are they?
That's true. But I was thinking more for the like recent score for like a team by. Yeah. GW.
Yeah, but I just think the ogre, those are female ogres, are fantastic. But as a whole team, if I'm being honest, and I do love my ogres, as you know, the nobblers, some of the sculpts, they're good. But for overall, I don't think it's the best overall looking team miniature-wise. The ogres are fantastic. The ogres are unbelievable.
Oh, the ogres, yeah. The ogres are just, they knock that one right out of the park, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Also, just to mention, the star player's name is Gloriel Summerbloom.
That's the one.
Ah, there you go. What about you, Shipley? Which would you have said asking the question?
Ooh, there's a couple of good ones. Oh, who would my choice be? That's the question. I really like Glass Mastrip. I like his model. I like the honestly, I think I have to go with Pio. I really like Gloriel Summerbloom. It's sort of a I just really like the look of. And I really want to get it just to paint. So I don't, I'm not really a Wood Elf player, but I would literally get that model just to paint.
Nice. Well, with the new rules, you can pretty much play for it. This is the thing. This is what I like. They've really have brought the star players into it, really.
Yeah, the static abilities and the additional abilities are brilliant, I think.
Yeah, although, to be fair, that's going to be so difficult to remember in the game, isn't it? It's like, it's just, you're going to be so in the zone.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We had, I mean, I play Magic and we had the same sort of thing with certain Magic cards that you just forget that they've got the static ability. But a lot of them, like, oh, I've been looking at some of the, obviously a very much Skaven-y themed, but Hackflem, his static ability is once per game, you can knock over someone with the ball, take the ball off him for no cost, and then run off with it, which I just think is absolutely brilliant. And so Skaven-y as well, where he sort of stood there with his two heads and they're going, right, sod you, I'm taking it, and just nick off with the ball.
That's scary though, isn't it? It's like, how can you plan against that?
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's brilliant. And what's his name? Griff. His ability is brilliant, Griff, as well.
Yeah, he's good. I tell you what, who's a sneaky one? Lord Borat. I tell you what, that's a
what's his tasty ability? Little.
He gives you extra reroll.
Oh yes, of course he does, doesn't he? But it's not. It's not one per half, is it? It's one for the game.
Yeah. Yeah. But still,
but if you haven't used it by the half, it carries over, doesn't it?
Carries over.
But you don't.
So that is a big game changer for Chaos.
Oh yeah.
I don't know who else I quite like in terms of them extra special rules. The Black Gobble.
Yes.
Yeah, but I love him. He's just too expensive.
He's very expensive.
230 for one Goblin star player.
Yeah.
Who, although it's a bomber who doesn't have secret weapon. Yeah.
And stab. He's got stab as well, doesn't he?
And he's got stab, which is phenomenally good. He is still a goblin.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. He's a goblin who can die rather easily. So
yeah, you say that, right? You're saying that. That's fine. He can die really easy. He's just a goblin. Are you going to be fielding Acorn every single time you can?
Damn right I am.
He can die a hell of a lot easier.
Acorn's amazing.
But he's just a squirrel, Pio.
Yeah, but he only costs a fraction of the spice. Plus, it's hilarious. And I've made an awesome miniature for him. Sitting on the throne of skulls, thank you very much. So I want to make full use of that one, thank you very much.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to play Acorn. I literally ordered the White Dwarf specially just so I could have his card.
Really? So Acorn, does he have a right stuff to be thrown?
No.
No.
Oh, no. Damn, I really want to throw a squirrel.
That's slightly worrying. Do I need to report the RSPCA? I just think...
Well, it's only if it's a red squirrel.
For me, ogres as well, the amount of star players they can have access to, because they can have access to the goat now.
He's a really good one.
Yeah, but technically he's not in it, is he?
Yeah, he's in.
Is he in the book, is he? I thought he'd gone.
Yeah, he's in the book. No, he's in the book. So I cannot wait to use him on an over team.
Yes,
that's going to be insane.
Completely agree. All right, well, let's flip it around slightly and do something for a little bit of fun.
Ooh,
so I have a game. It's basically, the game itself is called Star Player or Played by a Star.
Now, we need some sort of dramatic.
Yeah, we need theme tune for this. Okay, so Star Player or Played by a Star. Very simple game. I'm going to ask you each in turn what you think they are, a star player or they are played by a star. What this means is I'm going to give you a name and you're going to tell me whether it's a Blood Bowl star player or whether it's been a character in a game, movie, film, whatever, it's been played by a star.
Right, got you. Okay. Right. So they're either Blood Bowl players or characters from films. Gotcha.
Yes. Okay. So everyone get the rules?
Yep.
All ready? So I'll come round to you in order. So we'll start off with number one. Okay, so we have Elwood Gutworthy. That's Elwood Gutworthy. So Morgan, what do you think?
Ooh, that's I'm gonna go with played by a star on that one.
Played by a star? Is Shipley?
Really, I would have said the same, played by the star, played by a star.
Theo?
I was leaning towards that. However, something in the back of my mind is thinking the edition two. I think there was something like it's ringing a bell with me, so I'm gonna say star.
Star player, eh? Okay. Well, I can tell you that Elwood Gutworthy was a dwarf in the D&D movie in 2000. He was played by Lee Arenberg.
Oh.
So played by a star. So that's 1 point each.
Right.
Okay.
Good stuff.
So next we have Withergrasp Double Drool. Okay, so go on, Shipley, you first.
To me, that just sounds like a two-headed something. I'm going to go with star player.
Okay. Pio?
Star player.
You're going star player? All right, yeah. Morgan?
Yeah, I'm going star player on that one as well.
You're going player as well. He's playing the odds, Morgan. He wants to come out with a win. So, Withergrasp Double Drool is a star player. Played for the Drakwald Beasts and was released in White Dwarf. Number 108 in 1988.
So, what skill did he have? Did he actually have two heads?
I haven't got a clue. I didn't go that far.
Don't give us the answer. You haven't done the research.
I've done the research. But you didn't. Yeah, like, this isn't. Oh, star player or played by a star. And by the way, I'm going to give you all their fucking skills as well. It's literally star player or played by a star. I've done my research, sir. Thank you. Right.
Okay. My apologies.
Okay.
Quizmaster. Of course, there's rough.
There you go. The quizmaster is always right, I'm telling you. Okay, so, Pio, you first. Dirty Dan.
He's a goblin star player.
Morgan?
Pio sounds pretty confident. So
when do I not, though?
I'm going to go with played by a star, though.
You're going to go played by a star. Is that just so you can be different? Shipley?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm going to say played by a star as well.
Yeah. Controversial. So Dirty Dan is a star player. They were for the Chaos All-Stars. He was a goblin. And they were first released in White Dwarf number 105 in 1988. Oh, not bad. Okay,
Age plays to my advantage.
you might want to not give them what type of star player it is and stuff like that if you're going first, though, Pio, you know?
But look, it was confidence and they both went the opposite way, so...
Okay, here we go. So this one is Krevlorn Swath of the Deathwok Clan. That's Krevlorn Swath of the Deathwok Clan. Now, is that a star player or played by a star, Morgan?
I'm going to go played by a star.
Okay, Shipley.
I'm going to go play by a star as well. I can't think of anything.
I'm going play by a star with that one.
Oh, played by a star. So, Krevlorn Swath of the Deathwok Clan was the character Lorn in Angel, played by Andy Hallett. Okay, so next. Who did I go first? All right, so Shipley, you for next. We're going with Tulsa Doom. That's Tulsa Doom. So is that a star player or played by a star?
Played by a star. I think I know that already.
Pio?
I'm going to go played by a star as well.
Morgan?
No, I'm going to go star.
Yeah? Nice. I like someone going the other way. So, Tulsa Doom was the baddie in Conan the Barbarian, played by James Earl Jones.
See? That's why I knew it, because my Norse team in the Tabletop League was based on Conan the Berserker. And one of my players is named exactly that.
Fair enough. So, finally, this is the last one.
Okay.
We have Hogstone Blue Jelly. Hogstone Blue Jelly. Pio, is that a star or a star player or played by a star?
Why do I have to go first on this one? I'm going to go and stick my flag in the ground and say star.
Star player?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Morgan?
Yeah, I'm going to go play by a star.
No, and Shipley?
I think I'm going to go star player. It sounds like a Nurgle star player.
Oh, so Hogstone Blue Jelly was a halfling star player for the Greenfield Grasshuggers.
Oh, wow. Get in! Wow. I thought it was playing. I just didn't. Yes, get in. Sorry, Morgan. This is where your youth backfires on you, because I can remember quite a lot of the stars from constantly reading them as a kid.
Yeah. So yeah, I know a lot of the fluff, so a lot of names are familiar.
Did you, when I asked those questions the other day, you did not get a lot of those questions right, did you, Danny?
I got.
You got some.
Oh, that second at least.
Yeah, we four.
Top three, I count that as somewhat of a moral victory.
Yeah, 30% is not really a moral victory.
That's 30% more than what I thought I was going to get.
That's true. Okay, fair enough.
Scores after that are... Morgan, this can't be right. Only got two.
That's right. It is right. He was rubbish.
Yeah, that's probably correct.
Okay. Pio and Shipley both tied on 5.
Damn right.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to do a tiebreaker. See who wins this week's, or this episode's, I should say.
There better be an ongoing leaderboard for this.
Yeah, I'll have an ongoing leaderboard. We'll be looking to invite some guests in as well, so we'll get the guests in as well. We can do star, you know, reasonably priced car. We can just see who gets the most on this.
I imagine I'm not in the tiebreaker. Is that correct?
No.
What tie would you be thinking you are breaking?
You're in a dog tie.
Okay, here we go. So, I want you to tell me, and the closest person gets it, is when was this star player first released? Okay, so we have Morek Firebeard. Played for the Grudge Bearers, and he was a Slayer. So, yeah, the first appearance... What year? Morek Firebeard.
I was going to go for an edition.
A Slayer for the Grudge Bearers.
I'm going. Who's getting asked first?
Well, because someone can just go higher or lower.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how we'll do it then. So, in Discord, both of you send me a private message in Discord with what year.
I don't even know how I'm using Discord.
I guess you can do it over WhatsApp or something.
All right, on WhatsApp. If you send us a private message on WhatsApp.
All right, hang on.
So I've sent my answer.
Okay.
All right. That was quick. All right, let me just try and find...
Where did you send it? Through Discord or...?
Through Discord, yeah. It's the most convenient for me.
Okay, yeah. I've got that one. So you can just tell me yours then. I can see it. Just tell me yours.
Well, yeah. I've sent mine. Mine was 1988.
Yours is 1988. And Shipley was 1998. I can tell you that Morek Firebeard, for the Grudge Bearers, a Slayer, first appeared in Death Zone, Season 2, 2017.
What?
Whoa. So that's Shipley.
That was like, I wouldn't say recent, but more recent than I thought it would be.
Pretty much a recent update before the rules, right?
Yeah.
This is right.
Yes, that was the game. So, at the moment, on our leaderboard, we have Shipley in first place with one win of star player or played by a star. But it's at this point, we'll have the outro music playing that we could get from somewhere at some point. Okay. What events have we got upcoming? What events are there that everybody's looking forward to? Personally, I've signed up for Water Bowl, and I'll be streaming all my matches in that on Blood Bowl 2. I've gone for Lizards. We'll see what I can do with that. Yeah, I thought it wasn't a bad choice. I mean, I tend to have a good win rate with Lizards anyway. I thought with the skill package and things like that, I'd take those. So yeah, have we got anything else coming up?
No. Over on Fumble, I'm taking part in Steel Bowl. Which is looking like it's going to be the final online tournament for Fumble before it switches to the
new rules.
The new rules. So I'm playing Snotlins. Just wanted to end with a bit of fun. I've played one game in that, so we've actually just started that. And I played against Wood Elves. And, there's no other way to put it than I received first half. And turn one, I failed to pick up with a reroll. Turn two, I failed to pick up with a reroll. And turn three, I failed to pick up with a reroll. So it didn't
So that's
and that was my 3-year-old gone.
Well,
sounds like a Camry team.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't break armor either, and I had a troll down. And
should
a pump
we play some sad music at this point? Like, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
I know, it's got to be the end of Incredible Hulk, hasn't it? Da, 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 da. Oh, isn't it? Is that, that's the end of Hulk, isn't it?
That would be perfect. Like... That music would be absolutely ideal for this. It's like Morgan's polite bleating, we could call it. We could have a section about.
that's right. So when I was talking about events as well, I meant, is there any just coming up within the community? Well, so no, I don't think there's anything. Are there any other tournaments that are listed?
Tournament-wise, tabletop, I've got my hopes on Block Around the Clock being the first one in the summer.
Yeah.
If we can get through this and all get jabbed up and everything else, then I'm hopeful that come June, July time, we can spend 24 hours non-stop Blood Bowl. Failing that, my hopes is on Geordie Bowl at the end of August, start of weekend has been another quality one, because Geordie Bowl is always amazing. It's now been taken over by Stick and from Don Vito, and he's kept it going in the same sort of vein, the same sort of, you know, good, happy feeling to it all. And I have painted the trophy for best painted. I will send pictures to David, maybe incorporate that on the Facebook page. Geordie Bowl was quite sweet for me because it was my first ever tournament 10 years ago, and I've not looked back since, and I would recommend anyone who's new to Blood Bowl coming to Geordie and having a laugh.
I'd second that. It was your first one, wasn't it, Shipley?
Yeah, it was my first ever Blood Bowl tournament. Not the first time I played Blood Bowl, of course, but yeah. Cow Daddy showed me that there was a large community for Blood Bowl in Northeast. So yeah, I have him to thank for introducing me to the absolute beating I got at Geordie Bowl.
I groom for the tabletop for you, Pio. That's what I do.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I'm saying. All those new people in the league.
The only ever one turn touchdown I have ever scored with Skaven using a push rather than just having a, you know, plus movement Skaven was actually done at that Geordie Bowl against Shippers. It was the only time I've ever done it, and it was amazing.
And thankfully, I got you back in the Geordie League by murdering your Skaven team.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, you butchered him. It wasn't a murder, it was a massacre.
Yeah.
Got some fresh recruits from that.
Oh, yeah. That's the most annoying thing about playing you sometimes, is they all end up on your team. So,
well, this has been emotional. I've enjoyed this.
So what about your weekend away?
Ah, the Geek Retreat thing.
Yeah, not trademark.
Well, not trademark. I need to start booking it, really. I'll put the annual leave in and make sure I'm covered. But we're probably looking at probably the 12th, that weekend of August, if we can get it booked. The idea is that obviously a group of us are going to be getting together, hopefully post-COVID, and just having a whole weekend of Blood Bowl, other tabletop games, card games, copious amount of drinking, and no doubt some form of hugging.
I was thinking there's enough time. I might put together a homebrew beer and try and make it. I was thinking of maybe calling it Goblin Pish.
That sounds beautiful.
I'm thinking sort of a 6-7% beer would probably go down well.
Yes. Yes, it would go down very well.
I'll start working on it. Right, well, I think that's it from us. Just one more reminder about the competition. Please, please, please put your heads together, everyone. You know, get your children's tambourines out. Come up with a theme tune for PO's Corner that we can play. The winner will get a leather dice cup sent out to them. Sorry, PO?
The cheesier, the better, is what I'm saying. You know, if anyone's met me, they'll know that camp does not even come close to describing how I am at times. But equally, I'm quite into my thrash metal, so if you want to do like a thrash metal intro mixed with Down at the Bottom of the Garden with Ponton Peas or something like that, I don't know. Just let your imagination run wild.
I really can see James coming up with something here.
Yes, he would be ideal.
There you go. A free leather dice cup to the winner will be sent out. My cost completely sent out to the winner. Send him through. We'll get the Facebook page up and running as soon as possible so you can get them all on there, and we'll have all the details on there. But that's it. So I just want to say thank you for all of my co-hosts. I've been the Cow Daddy, and I'll say goodbye. Yep. Shippers, where can we find you?
You can, the only place you can find me at the moment will be twitch.tv/ Shippers of Two Peas. I'll be streaming a lot of Blood Bowl, and I'm thinking about streaming my progress through the champion ladder and seeing how salty and annoyed I get at that.
Okay, and Bucky?
Yeah, so again, you can find me twitch.tv /forcefulone. And again, I'll be streaming a lot of progress through all the leagues that you've heard about today, and most likely some extra games in there and everything. So, yeah.
Okay, and I am Davood MCM, so DAVOODMCM on Twitch, or if you can just search on YouTube for the Cow Daddy. You can also find the Cow Daddy Gaming, or Cow Daddy Gaming, I should say, on Facebook, if you fancy anything made from leather. But yeah, I'm...
Anything?
Well, not what would come out of your mind. So that's where you can find us all. If you want to find Pio, you have to go to his house.
Yeah, or you'll find me in your dreams.
Well, with that, I think we should all sign out and say goodbye, and thank you everybody for listening to our first ever episode. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Right, see you later. Bye. You.
Goodbye.
So with that all done, it leaves one question left to be asked. Blood Bowl, anyone?